begging you. You're my heart, you're my soul. You got so much control. My love runs deeper than the ocean and sea. But if you sail away, you take a center piece of me.
Was the late night love song of the week last week. Backstreet's Don't Leave Me. Great, great song. After 12, it's Midnight Matchmaker. Time for just one more call on the late night lines. If you're quick, you might just get through now, all right? Dear GT, would you please tell Debbie that even though we're only friends at the moment, I hope things will develop. And we have a long-lasting relationship, as I think she's absolutely fact. And there isn't a second goes by that my thoughts are not with her. And I can't wait until we next meet. Many thanks. That's from Hugh. Calls from the late night line. A message to number 163 from number 84. We've got the kettle on. And number 72, get off the phone to Ireland. And a hello to number 35. What the heck's all that about? Sounds pretty good to me. Hi to Melissa from Carl. I love you with all my heart. Brian, Steve's been on the phone to say, I'm sorry for the things that I've said. I didn't mean it, and I want you back. Hi to Teresa from Andrew. What happened to my Monday night call? Stroppy, eh? Horny hair. I'd like to hear about it. Get on the phone. Call me now.
Experience the thrill and excitement of the main event on the UK motor racing calendar. The 1997 British Grand Prix at Silverstone on Sunday the 13th of July. And you have the chance to be there. Everything will be organised, including return coach travel and your general admission ticket, which means you can view the great race from wherever you want. Prices for this unique trip start at just £109. But places are running out, so call now on 01487 84 33 33 for Formula One action at the 1997 British Grand Prix.
UKS Windows and Conservatories.
Sit back and relax in the summer sun while you admire the stylish quality of your new QKS Windows and Conservatory. Relax in the comfort and security, the classic styling and the vastly improved look of your home. And then, relax in the knowledge that it cost you a lot less than you ever imagined. Relax. It's QKS.
Windows and Conservatories, QKS.
For the finest pine furniture and country kitchens, see the Pine Direct Company Showroom, Geneva Street, Peterborough, opposite Shanghai Sam's Nightclub.
The Talkland Business Choice has been launched. For the complete mobile communication solution, call 0800-259-259 now.
Oh, he likes that one, but he's not so keen on that one. Says it reminds him of bacon. He don't like bacon.
For cheaper, more nutritionally balanced pet foods, visit Peterborough Pet Centre. They'll give you free samples so your pet can decide for itself. Every new customer buying bags of selected feeds will get a free squeaky toy. Peterborough Pet Centre, Whittlesea Road Sandground, formerly Parker Fry Garage.
He loves that one. Says it's very squeaky.
If you're renting a property, then the person who's likely to be happiest is your landlord. Each month you give him your money, and that's the last you see of it. Home hunters will take the hassle out of buying your home. They'll hunt out a house that meets your needs. They'll pay your deposit and include your legal fees. You pay nothing. Call Home Hunters on Peterborough 52233.
Your home is at risk if you do not keep up the repayments on a mortgage or any other loan secured on it. Written quotations available on request. A life policy may be required.
For the well and way to freedom.
The biggest camping and caravan show on earth. Tents, caravans, awnings and accessories at Welland, Postland Road, Crowland.
I love you, but let's leave that out of this.
Late night.
To Peterborough. This is Graham Turrington on Heriwood FM.
my sadness. Is my trouble, that's what you do. All the morning sun and all its glory graces there with hope and comfort too. And you fill my life with laughter. You can make it better. Is my trouble, that's what you do.
Classic Van Morrison, Have I Told You Lately That I Love You. Great, great song. Hello, who's this?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Well, funny enough, today I was sitting there talking to my friend having a cup of tea.
As you do, yeah.
As you do, yeah. And we was on about bums.
Bums. Why is it women are always talking about men's bums?
They're just nice.
Yes. So you were talking about their bums, yes.
And I was talking about how a man isn't a man without a hairy bum.
Yes.
And I just think they're really nice, and so does my friend.
So do you like it with hair or without? I didn't quite get that.
With hair.
You like hair?
Yeah.
But too much hair or not a little hair?
A little.
A little.
Not too much.
Now, whereabouts do you like this hair on a man's bum?
All around.
All the way around?
Yeah.
And why do you like hair on men's bums?
It's just nice.
What, to look at or to...
To feel, to look at.
To feel, to tongue?
Yeah. It can do.
Is this the sort of thing that you talk about when you're having a cup of tea in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
You have some horny sessions in the afternoon, don't you, Lisa?
Yeah, we do.
Can I join you next time?
Yeah.
Late night love.
You can reach me by railway. You can reach me by trainway. You can reach me on an airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by an airman. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. You can reach me by sailboat, climb a train, swing rope.
you can. There are hills and mountains between us, always something to get over. If I had my way, surely you would be closer. I need you closer.
Peter Adams and Get Here. Thanks for your calls tonight on the Late Night Line on Horny Hair. It's now closed, but don't worry, it'll be back tomorrow night just after 10 o'clock when we're back with Late Night Love, all right? The love songs continue till 1 o'clock, and we're doing Midnight Matchmaker as well. Now, so many people have said to me so far, why is it you've never, ever featured a gay person on Midnight Matchmaker? Well, tonight we're going to put that right because there's one gay guy at least to come up between now and 1 o'clock, so you hang on there.
Johnson brings it forward. Excuse on the far side.
In the middle, little shimmy.
Intercepted by Dix.
Bam on West Ham!
My visual disability doesn't really get in the way of going to West Ham, providing James or Scott are commentating to me.
I'm
just like the average football fan.
Put it down.
Eat football, sleep football, drink Coca-Cola.
Come and experience complete entertainment at the Cresset this spring. Elkie Brooks appears on the 24th. A completely restyled Fair Spot and Goodley Pub is well worth a visit. And over the bank holiday weekend, see the best dance sequences from Fame, Grease and many others in the spectacular What a Feeling. Also over the bank holiday, visit the Antique and Collector's Fair on Monday the 5th. The Cresset, for the complete entertainment experience. Call the box office on Peterborough 265 705 now.
Euroglaze don't just sell double glazing, they sell triple glazing too. And right now it's completely free. Just spend £2,000 or more on new windows and doors, and they'll give you triple glazing for the same price as their ordinary double glazing. So for the triple value deal, see Euroglaze opposite the power station on Fengate. Or call Peterborough 555556 for a free survey and quotation.
It's always summertime when you buy from Euroglaze.
It's about staying ahead. It's about taste. It's about the cutting edge. It's about Dax. It's about Melka. It's about McGee. It's about Van Gill.
It's about style. From Robert Goddard's in Wisbeach, Ely and Spalding.
Robert Goddard's. It's about you.
Hello there, I'm speaking to you from Wicker World. We're so proud of our 9,000 square foot showroom that we've invited an entire military regiment to march through so that we can show you just how vast our premises are. Come on, lads! We've got the widest selection of quality cane furniture in East Anglia and we'll deliver to your door for free. Wicker World, Market Deeping near Peterborough. Call Market Deeping 346-268. 346-268.
Number one for news in Greater Peterborough. 102.7 Hereward FM.
It's midnight. I'm Louise Whitefield. The Tories and Labour are locked in another slanging match after John Major launched a scathing personal attack on Tony Blair. The PM claims the Labour leader's election pledges on education are a shameless contract with hypocrisy. Mr. Blair's hit back, accusing the Tories of nasty, abusive attacks. Martin Bell's got the thumbs up from Lib Dems in Tatton. They voted overwhelmingly to stand down their own candidate to give the former war correspondent a clear election fight with Neil Hamilton. But Mr. Bell says he'll call it quits now if the sleaze-hit Tory steps down.
I appeal to him even at this late hour that it is still not too late for him to withdraw and to spare himself and this constituency any further embarrassment.
Former boxer Terry Marsh is quitting as a prospective Lib Dem candidate in the election. The party says he's standing down at Basildon in Essex after being charged by police over an application for a student grant. Marsh says it's only a temporary setback to his political career.
I asked for the matter to be brought forward from Wednesday to today to enable, if the worst happened, then to give time for Liberal Democrats to get a suitable candidate in place. But I only see it as a short-term hiccup. Long term, I don't see any problems whatsoever.
Nine people have narrowly escaped serious injuries after a truck ran out of control and into the front of a building society in Buckinghamshire. The lorry careered off the road as it came down a hill in High Wycombe. Those hurt suffered cuts and bruises. Comedy duo Paul Merton and Caroline Quentin have called it a day. The two have parted after the Men Behaving Badly star moved into her own flat. There had been rumours they'd been going through a rough patch. Their agent says it was an amicable arrangement. Speaking last week before the split, Paul Merton said they didn't want to be cast as a pair of lovebirds.
We've never been sort of like wanting to be a sort of showbiz couple. We just happened to both be famous, you know, for various reasons. But generally speaking, it's good that we're doing separate things as well.
Independent Radio News.
Midnight Matchmaker. Late Night Love. 102.7 Hereward FM.
Your heart away from the look on your face.
102.7 Hereward FM.
It's true, there's only one way to go to bed. It's with Graham on Late Night Love. Roxette, Listen to Your Heart, and Michael Bolton, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You?
Midnight Matchmaker on Late Night Love. Hereward FM.
So we're back into it. Another night of Midnight Matchmaker. Together with Date Mate, we aim to match you with your perfect partner. Couple of numbers you need to register by calling 0541 566 566. That's 0541 566 566. That's the number to register with Datemates. That call to register will cost you 8p a minute, which is the price of a national rate call. Basically, it's me on the end of the phone with one or two easy questions for you to answer. There's the screening process to go through. And when you've got that far, if you are compatible with anybody else that's currently active on the system, and there's now well over 6,000 people on there, your voicemail will automatically be passed on to that person. Or you can join me live on Late Night Love. And we do it every night, Sunday to Thursday, just after 12 o'clock. We feature a couple of people. Tonight, it's Steve and it's Rob. They're up ahead of 1 o'clock, so maybe they are the person that you're looking for, okay? And just to mention to Nigel and Marie Adams, the couple that got engaged by listening to Midnight Matchmaker and registering with Daymates. Or if you're Barry MD, get in contact with me, please, all right? Because I'd like to have a chat with you. So either get on the phone and give me a call if you find it difficult to get through, because it's kind of busy right now. drop me a line because I'd like all your details, all right? Alternatively, there's Steve and there's Rob to fit in between now and 1 o'clock on Late Night Love, Midnight Matchmaker. Springtime 1997, Graham Torrington on Late Night Love, 3T and Anything. Coming up shortly, got Sad Cafe, Everyday Hurts. Ahead of that, on Midnight Matchmaker, it's Hi Steve. Hi Steve.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, let's have your box number. What's your box number?
7581.
7581, okay. Now, right at the beginning, let's make it perfectly clear, it's a guy that you're looking to get together with on Midnight Matchmaker, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Describe yourself to me. Firstly, how old are you?
I'm 23.
You're 23. And what do you look like, Steve?
6 feet tall, blue eyes, and short brown hair. Pretty good looking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you do for a living?
I'm unemployed at the moment.
What have you done?
I've done voluntary work, mainly. I haven't really had a proper job.
Right. What would you like to do, Steve?
Something in the retail trade, shop work, something like that.
Yeah. You applying for jobs at the moment?
I've applied for quite a few supermarkets, that kind of thing.
Okay. So it's the retail industry that you'd like to eventually work in?
Yeah.
Okay, what sort of clothes do you wear?
I'm a jeans and t-shirt person, trainers,
like that. Right, okay. And what do you like to do in your spare time? I mean, you presume you have quite a bit of spare time on your hands at the moment. When you're not applying for jobs and trying to get jobs, what do you like to do?
I like going out.
Mm-hmm. What, pubs and clubs and things?
Pubs and clubs, yeah.
Do you go to the local gay pubs and clubs?
Yeah, I've been to quite a few in my area, yeah.
Right, okay. All right. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, it's good fun.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
Any big ambitions in your life at all, Steve?
I'd like to go to America sometime soon, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there?
No.
And what sort of music do you like?
80s, mainly. Some of today's music's all right, but it's mainly 80s and 80s stuff.
Okay, let's talk about the sort of person that you'd like to be with. So, ideally, what would this guy be like? Firstly, the age group.
18 to 25.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of years either side of yourself, then.
Yeah.
And what sort of guys are you interested in meeting?
Guys with good sense of humour.
Mm-hmm.
Like to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
What are you looking for? Are you looking for a friendship?
Yeah, friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you had any relationships at all, any gay relationships at all?
Not a proper relationship, no.
No? Just sort of one-night stands and sort of meeting guys and having a chat, but it hasn't really come to very much.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Okay. Okay, do you smoke at all?
No, I don't.
Would it matter if this guy smoked?
No, that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you like to go to on holiday?
I've been to Butlins a couple of times.
Mm. Where'd you like to go to then?
Well, it would have to be France, first, because I haven't been to France.
Okay, all right. You're obviously very nervous, aren't you, Steve, about all this?
A bit.
All right, so tell me what birth sign you are.
I'm Gemini.
A Gemini. All right, that's Steve. Now, if you like the sound of Steve and you'd like to get in touch with him, all you have to do is call Datemate, leave some voicemail. The number to respond is 0660 662 663. That's 0660 662 663. That call will cost you 49p per minute at all times. Steve's box number is 7581. That's 7581. Access that, leave some voicemail for Steve, and if he likes you, he'll be in touch, won't you, Steve?
Yeah.
All right, good luck.
Midnight Matchmaker on Late Night Love.
102.7 Hereward FM.
I saw the lamplight from your window. I didn't think you were home, sitting there all alone. So I came up to your room to ask you why. Why did you hurt me so? Why did you have to go? I never wanted anything in my life, not until I met you. I thought you'd see me through all the bad days that I had before I met you. Something in my past, never thought it couldn't last forever. There's one thing I can say every day, how I miss you. We'll be right back.
like me and is walking with his head down to the ground. Did you wanna hurt me so? Why didn't you have to go away? There's one thing I can say. Every day, how I miss you.
This is Toby.
I'm Mike.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Andrew.
And we're Human Nature.
And you're listening to Graham Torrington
on Late Night Love.
Sometimes I wish that I could turn back time. I'd check myself cause I was way out of line. I only hope that we can start all over again.
Australian guys that are making it pretty big down under at the moment. They are Human Nature and Wishes. It's the Late Night Love Song of the Week, and they're hoping to make it pretty damn big here in the UK soon. And with songs like that, I think they'll definitely do it. Graham on Late Night Love, and this is Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hello there.
Okay, let's do Midnight Matchmaker. Firstly, your box number.
Sure, it's 7540.
7540. I'll tell you how you can use that to call Datemates and respond to what Rob has to say. And I'll give you that number very, very shortly. You're 24, Rob. Tell me what you look like.
I am. I'm 5'8", medium build, brown hair, blue eyes, fairly athletic.
Mm. Do you work out at all?
I do, yeah. I do a lot of sports, actually, Graham.
What's some sports?
I play golf quite a bit.
That's also not sport.
Of course it is. It's all about coordination and that. But no, I quite enjoy that. But my main sports are football and tennis. I manage a five-a-side football team.
Yeah.
And I'm a member of a tennis club as well.
You're a very busy boy, aren't you, Rob?
I am, yeah.
Because you also do a bit of teaching as well, don't you?
I do, yeah. I do a bit of tutoring, actually, for my sins. I tutor business studies to A-levels pupils. Mm-hmm. I also teach German as well. I've got one GCSE pupil and some young children as well, 9 and 11, so that keeps me busy as well.
Is that your full-time job?
No, it's not, no.
That's in addition to your job?
That's right, yeah.
What's your job?
I'm in the process of changing jobs, actually. I'm an admin officer at the moment. I work for a government service. I contain the Dole office.
Right.
But I'm changing as of next week. I'm going back into retail management, which is what I've done before, so it's a lot better money and better prospects, so that's what I'm going back into.
When you registered, you said you like travelling, is that right?
That's right, yeah. I've done quite a bit of travelling. My mum's got a twin sister in Chicago, so I've been...
Lucky man.
I've been there quite a lot, yeah. I started going there when I was 11, actually.
Right.
I went there for 5 years running from 11 to 16 on my own, which was brilliant, so travelling on the plane on my own, and... It was great. Never wanted to come back, actually.
I don't blame you.
But my parents wanted me to, so I'm back here. But
is there anywhere in the world you'd like to go to?
I'd like to go to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been there. My dad's got friends out there, so I keep on him to get out there while the accommodation's free so we can stay at there.
Got it well sussed, haven't
you? Well, that's it. It's half the battle, isn't it? You know, if you don't have to pay accommodation, then you're away.
And what's this about you and DIY?
Well, I do... I've known to have done a bit of DIY, but normally if things go like wrong in the house, I've got to do it. My mum normally picks on me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, I just like, you know, being technical, using my hands. I tamper around with my car a bit and that, so...
Now then, the sort of person you'd be interested in meeting?
Yeah, I'm looking for someone sort of fairly bubbly and outgoing, I think, like myself, that enjoys life, really, and has got a mind of their own, really, can think of things for themselves, and...
What sort of age group?
Anywhere between 18 and 30, really.
Mm-hmm. No preference at all?
Not really, no. I mean, I'd really more around my age, say, like, between 20 and 25.
Just sort of widening the net just a bit there as well?
That's right.
Okay. And ideally, what would this person look like?
It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, it doesn't matter sort of, or say, what race or whatever. I haven't got any prejudices there or anything. But mm-hmm. Fairly attractive in that. They just likes life. Sort of medium build.
Now, do you get a chance to watch the TV at all?
I do, yeah.
What do you like on TV?
Oh, I'm a bit stuck on a blind date, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a bit cross that it's off at the moment, but I do like blind date. I watch quite a bit of sport on TV as well.
Yeah?